Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Aaron Maslow of the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. Just wanted to say thanks for tuning in this week. We've got Success 5000, a comedy musical duo, and they're going to be joining us along with Jamie Nall, our social media intern, and Claire Belford, who's running the sound engineer spot for the second week in a row. We're really excited to have these guys. They give us an exclusive peek into their new song, Big Dumb Heart. Nick, cue the music.
Were you saying a word there? Or?
One, two, three. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show, your comedy internet talk radio play where the funny business isn't serious. Every week we come to you with a comedian telling us about the horrible experience.
Yes. Horrible? Is that what that's...
It's actually horrible!
Get back in tune and let's see.
From the top.
Let's say from horrible.
Oh, not from the top?
Wherever.
From the top of horrible.
Screaming horrible.
Okay.
Horrible!
Long-time listeners, apparently.
Yeah, totally. From horrible? Yeah, from
long-time
horrible.
Listener for some about
the... Horrible experiences they've had in comedy and the story of who touched them and why they started comedy. For this episode, we are joined in studio by our social media director, intern, Jamie Nall, and our producer, Claire Belford. Now your hosts, Nick McQuick and Aaron Maslow.
Thank you very much, robot slaves. In today's episode, we were joined by two very funny people, Success 5000, Robin Slack, and Josh Koss.
Thank you.
We can stop talking at the same time.
Yeah, no, we're not doing the whole podcast.
Thank you very much.
No, I don't know a lot about music. I don't know a lot about music, but was that actually hard?
It was an F sharp minor.
Diminished. Yeah,
I would have had nine.
Yeah. Music talk.
That's all I know. It's
ad nine.
Or the 11th. I don't know.
Subdominant.
You just listen to music and be like, yeah, no, but what if you did an ad nine there? What if you added a nine to that?
I'm pretty sure that just means you push maybe on something.
Yeah. Most times. Yeah, for sure.
Is that a numerator?
That's a denominator.
Oh.
It's a common denominator.
I feel like I'm being denominated in this conversation.
Yeah. Wow. Gotta bring your A game when you're talking music with me. McEwen graduate over here.
Holy moly.
Some might say you're pretty sharp.
Ah, because
F sharp.
Yeah. Cool. Cool, guys. Good.
I don't
get it off the top.
Let's do a song now.
We're out of time here.
Thank you very much.
Good throat singing, guys.
Like tribal.
Like Tibetan monks in here.
That's the next album we're working on. It's a concept piece. It's all throat singing.
Yeah.
And it's all about the video game Star Fox 64. It's, yeah, it's going to be great.
So generally before we start an interview,
which
we do right now, we paint a visual picture of our guest and our guests.
Okay.
Not a visual picture, a word picture.
A word
using visual words.
Using visual words.
Using only adjectives.
Only adjectives and nouns and verbs.
And add nines.
You want to add a nine? You want to add nines to his description. So Josh, why don't you describe Robin first?
And okay.
Then Robin, you're both.
Okay. Robin Slack has beautiful, flowing blonde locks. Glasses. Sometimes contacts, not today. He's wearing a Boston t-shirt.
Damn right.
From the band Boston or the city? I think that's both.
from the dog Boston Terrier.
Oh, yeah.
You went to that concert too?
The Boston Terrier concert? Yeah.
It's a dog show.
Yeah. Milan.
I think they did halftime at the Puppy Bowl, didn't they?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, finish it off. Wrap it up.
Oh, also you have a face and teeth.
He's also white.
He's white. He's a white man. White male.
Make it racial now.
White male man?
He's a white male man. He brought me a parcel this morning.
Unless you're a feminist and you hate male man.
Mailman.
That brought things down.
Should probably cut that.
We did not address how surprisingly tall you are. And I think I bring
this up. They're both tall.
But I mean, Josh is, you expect it.
That's true. Josh's height, you can see it. You notice it, and you're like, that's
in his fingers.
Josh is just Dave Ray in a wig and a beard, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's true. I'm describing Josh now, right? Josh is essentially Dave Ray in a wig.
Good words. Good use of descriptors, words.
Yeah.
Now describe Dave Ray.
Dave Ray is essentially Josh if you remove
him. Eight skeleton. Got appeared.
Got a skin graft.
Thank you for adding that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Josh is crazy tall. Like, even taller than me, which I'm crazy tall. So, I don't know how to double crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And and a beard. It's like he's taken a pair of jeans and fashioned them into a shirt somehow. Yeah, with clothes, some sort of wizardry.
His clothes always match.
Yeah. Right. He's got crazy fashion sense. That dude thinks about what he puts on his body.
Whoa. What's that like?
Clearly brushed. On a Sunday.
I ran my hand through it.
What?
That's it.
What kind of jeans you got?
I'm not wearing this. Actually, a pair of chinos.
Chinos? Isn't that Mexican food?
You're thinking of chinos.
You can actually get them in the Lands End catalog.
Chino's a city in California.
Oh. I'm learning so much.
I think I look pent. You're thinking of San Francisco.
So you guys...
So... Stanford.
Graduated from Jamie should have a mic so we can hear her laugh at all of our
brilliance.
Sound funny.
Huh? Yeah.
You have the option to sit that mic.
Not at all. I'm just like not feeling particularly talkative at the mo.
Well,
is this thing not there?
That feels, you can pull it off the stand for it.
I think it's muted.
Yeah, it's muted on the board too. So
Claire can just click a button and then it's not.
Yeah, very good.
No, okay, we're not using the mic. Okay, whatever. Hey, so backwards, yes.
No, I want the camping
so,
chair.
You guys are our first musical comedy act.
Jamie's getting in the bag.
So.
How's that feel?
Yeah, what's up with that?
No, I'm just able to have a musical comedy act on here.
Well, the thing is, you're both very funny without the music, too, so. And I mean, I've seen that guy over there. People can't see on podcasts.
We'll leave it. Oh, I was going to leave it up.
Josh's friend's friend.
Oh.
Yeah. He does stand-up comedy, but the other one over there.
Jeez, Jamie, I regret so many... ever saying you should have a mic.
So many distractions happening.
For when I like could, and now
I need to unmute it now.
Okay, Aaron, you ask questions now because I am addled with ADHD. No.
I don't think it's unmuted either.
Like a dinosaur foot. There's drums. That is like a dinosaur. Okay.
See, this is why Aaron needs the no stand mic.
This is the most professional podcast we've ever done. Don't worry, we're about to start right away.
There was a thing that was meeting.
They should all be depressed.
Hello, ladies.
They should all be the same.
Okay.
Are they the same? Are they all the same? Are they all depressed?
Yeah.
So Jamie's talking to the thing.
Oh!
Oh!
Okay, it was just her low riding.
Jamie, I didn't see you there.
How did you... Well, you two originally met. You went through some other bands before you became Success 5000. Tell us about how terrible that was.
Not
at the same time.
We are not telling the story together.
You do one word, then he does the other.
We met in high school. And it was fun.
You bro!
Yeah.
You didn't even ask from the audience to suggest.
We need a place where we met. A location. Really good. We're going
to high school.
Cool.
One of you is a bird. One of you is a toaster oven.
Yes, and?
Yes, and. Yes, and.
Yes, and.
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 So Josh and I grew up in a very small town in northern D.C. Mm-hmm. and weirdly met doing basically this, where there was a radio station in our town, and the town was too small to have a radio station. It was too small to have a McDonald's, but we got a radio station somehow.
And they mostly, like, they had people they hired to work in the daytime on the radio, but nights and weekends was just a free-for-all of children and old people.
Yeah, anyone who wanted to talk on the radio and would, like, fill time without being paid, they'd just be like, yeah, have a show. Take, like, 7 to 9, talk about whatever, play whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so Josh and I were both on the radio.
Yeah.
It was probably awful.
Not good at all.
Yeah, because you hosted the Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Yeah.
What?
Which was 2 hours long.
Yeah, I got bumped up to 2 hours, and I did not change the name.
Way to stick to your guns.
And I hosted the show.
An S.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Come on, man.
Like, how do you make hour two? Double hour?
Hourful, hourful.
It started, the name was longer to start. It was the Thursday Night Rock and Roll Power Hour. And then.
Get that on a magnet.
Yeah, wow. Right? Put that on a bumper sticker and shove it under mom's car.
Okay. Oh, that's my new favorite phrase. And I was right before you, and I had a show called The Edge,
mm-hmm.
and it played Sounds AC/DC ed- one,
exclusively,
once per episode, maybe twice.
Exclusively the U2 guitar solos.
Yeah, I think they were probably awful. Every time I tune into CJSR in town here, I think, like, that's probably what we sounded like on the radio.
Mark it.
I lost the radio show I had on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I wasn't allowed to say cunt on radio, apparently.
Yeah, the
they didn't tell me that in orientation.
No, that's the states.
No, that's everywhere.
CCIC?
Something, yeah.
CCCA?
CSS?
You can't remember him?
CDC.
Yeah, apparently I was playing 35% Canadian content.
Yeah. CanCon, am I right, guys?
I played a lot of Treble Charger on my show for that reason. Treble Charger, they did that, you're from the States, you don't know Treble Charger.
No, you got nothing. Do know an air high five.
Yeah, that was...
Well, everybody else left me hanging
for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. So I appreciate it.
Treble Charger shorts with a penis hole in them.
So was it a love?
I tuned in at Treble Charger shorts with a penis hole in them?
I had them, I got them at a Treble Charger show.
Oh, nice. Damn. Congratulations, I guess.
So they had a penis
were they selling them as merch?
Yeah. Or did somebody just throw them at you?
outside the Shock Operating Center.
Treble Charger spelled wrong, written in Sharpie. Like, oh, that looks legit.
The beans are yours. I paid like $100 for those.
So you don't know any of our terrible Canadian bands like that didn't cross over? Like Sum 41? Is that a thing you know?
Oh, God.
Okay, that's Canadian?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take that.
Because the dude from
That's gotta hurt. Managed, you don't have Sum 41 anymore.
You have Theory of a Dead Man?
Oh.
Maybe. You're asking somebody who really...
They could ask you. They could ask me about music. That'd be even worse.
Ask the Canadian about Canadian music going into the U.S.
They'll there you go. Did you know Default? Was that a band you had?
I think it's Default.
I don't know.
I know about the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
I don't know.
Did you Zoot Suit Riot?
They were Canadian. It's still a problem.
Is Buck Cherry Canadian? For some reason, I felt like
I think Buck Cherry is Canadian.
What is Buck Cherry? Is that a flavor of Mountain Dew?
Oh, yes. They did that song Crazy Bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had some really,
Oh, she fucked so good, I'm on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, careful. We can't buy the rights to that.
Shit. Should we chant it?
Do it in robot voice.
Hey, you're a crazy bitch. You guys sync up so well. So you bumped into each other, you're at high school, you're co-radio guys, shows. And then you're like, hey, we should hang out and be friends.
Yeah, the first thing we did in any kind of performance capacity, like we hung out, we were in school for a while there, and then... Did you lie or wee wee? I think it was hung out.
Aaron just mic'd his crotch for a good 3 seconds.
You'll find out later. Quite that's a great
idea. Oh, you stinky fuck. Is that?
No, I didn't.
How would I possibly find that out?
The smell, it's weird. No, I didn't fart. I was eating Skittles and I didn't want to chew in the mic. Okay, I was eating Skittles and I didn't want to chew in the mic.
Like
them.
I
know
we're talking about.
Aaron, stop interrupting guests. Listen to me.
That was me. So, I interrupted.
So, for some.
41.
I think it ended in 50. Come on.
Remember the start of that Sum 41 album? Like, when they had, like, the really. In the summer of 41 or something. Okay, never mind. Move along.
All Killer No Filler.
It was the start of All Killer No Filler.
There was a
bell ringing, like a really morbid sounding bell.
Okay.
You guys aren't the big Sum 41 fans. You made yourselves.
No, I
you just knew.
I brought them up as a band that no one should have heard of outside of Canada.
They got in those gold jumpsuits at one point.
Yeah, that's true. Good.
Yeah.
So you guys both love music? Josh, do you play music? The dynamic is that Robin plays guitar, Josh.
I comes along. Kind of sing, sort of.
You guys.
Hey. Josh stands off to the side.
Fakes instruments.
Yeah. Sometimes I take piano. Keyboard.
Yeah.
Really. Not a piano. I couldn't play a whole piano. I wouldn't know what to do with a whole piano.
If you had a guitar in your arms.
If I owned a guitar, I would learn how to play. I almost bought you. You remember when Zellers was going out of business and they had all the sales? I almost bought you a Justin Bieber guitar from a Zellers clearout sale.
You can work that in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You couldn't.
The look on Josh's face is like.
That was why I didn't pick it up.
It's elated.
No, I thought it was more like relief. Like, oh, that's cool. Good thing you did it.
Bad. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was.
So not... when were you guys buddies before you were like, we should start doing it?
Well, in high school, we decided we were going to make web cartoons. Yeah.
This was back when Homestar Runner was a thing.
Was Ooh, really big. Was
that's like still thing. A thing.
They haven't updated in years.
No, they just updated.
When?
Oddly enough, April 1st.
Why
Nerd alert.
Well, I'm legitimately excited.
I'm on the internet because I don't know this. What is that?
It was like
it's a guy who runs home. He runs home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a star.
Yeah, running home.
Teen Girl Squad, Troglodore. Yeah.
Troglodore?
Troglodore, though.
The dragon. Right?
Yeah, the dragon. Man.
What's the one with the glove?
Strong bad.
He answered emails. So yeah, that was a thing, and we were gonna make. Basically that, we were just like, that looks funny, let's do that exactly, but call it something else.
And what an awesome idea.
The characters we had, it was a rapping penguin and a British mummy. Yeah, I was the British mummy.
Have you guys seen that show on Junior?
With the British.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Everyone's caught up on their Nick Junior, right?
Well, when you're done, like,
that's
age-appropriate
programming.
Well, it will now that we set it on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I'll copyright TM.
Yeah. Are you teaching a Pokemon a move over there?
Nerd alert.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, I got it, but nerd.
Badass. Nerds.
Okay, so you're starting this internet comic thing, and
cartoon.
Oh, sorry,
animated cartoon.
I didn't mean to shit on it. And obviously, it's a big success.
It's just an idea.
Yeah. We recorded some songs for it, and I was like, okay, now I'll just take this and animate the cartoons, which I can probably do. Never tried, but I'm sure it's easy. So that never happened. I think I have a couple of loops on my computer, somewhere like Flash Movies, of just a mummy playing a guitar, and a penguin being like, mop, mop, mop.
And a deep fryer basket going down in oil and coming
right, yeah, out. Yeah, I have that one too, yeah.
I remember that one.
First song was about deep fried food. It was a quality number.
Yeah.
So that never went anywhere, but we had these songs we were sitting on forever, and then we repurposed them in, like, college somehow?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Because, we both moved out here separately at first, and then we, lived together for, like, 4 years? 5 years?
We moved out here and lived together immediately. We moved into the same...
Yeah, but I moved out here first.
Oh, right. And you didn't.
Yeah, that matters. That matters.
It's like twins. Like
I forgot that you had
a second first.
Twins actually know.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you guys have similar prescription for your glasses?
No, his is much stronger.
So Robin followed Josh out here because he couldn't hack it alone.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, plus you get buy one get one on glasses. <That's
true. laughs> So yeah, might as well come out here for that.
Who came first, the Robin or the
egg? You've given up the cartoon?
Yeah, that's dead and gone. I decided that I couldn't hack it.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't going to try.
Yeah. And then one day we're having some conversation in our kitchen with our roommates, and it's about...
Zelda.
Sadly, no.
Starbucks.
Religion, no. But also about sex, I guess?
All religion is sex.
All sex is religion.
What?
Oh, what?
Cut it out, guys. Stop being so lame.
Yeah, it could be lame.
Nerds.
I'm quoting.
Yeah. somehow the phrase said Savior's cock came up in conversation. Mm. Like talking about Jesus' dick,
like
I'm assuming.
Like a pee hole is...
Hey, do you know how Jesus is hung? Like this.
No one in the podcast can see that.
Nick grabbed his penis.
Just grab my penis. Fucking around for our listeners.
Does that mean he's Jesus? Is that what he's implying?
If I swing my dick really fast, Skittles fly out.
That his dick is the same size as Jesus' dick.
Nice.
Except mine has Skittles in it.
This has a nail through it.
Mine or Jesus? Who cares? Whatever. Continuing on.
Circumcised?
Is what that, I call it nail.
You can see it. I mean, like, it's out, right?
He's of the tribe, so yeah, he's got the snippet clip.
Okay.
Jewish people don't have sex. That's been proven in laboratories.
That's been proven in Aaron's marriage.
Ha!
Oh, but his wife's not Jewish, so I'm pretty sure she's still having sex.
Is this true, baby?
Oh, we better get you to the bird war, Aaron.
Is she Jewish? I have no idea.
She could be.
Those guys she's sleeping with think that she's not.
She's a little Jewish when I'm there.
Yeah, you guys are hanging out.
Quit trying to get this back on.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
Hang around your roommate talking about Jesus' dick. Typical Wednesday. Yeah,
and that was that was our first band, was that was the name, was Seth Davis Cock. We said it would be a good band name for like a death metal band. I went and grabbed a guitar and played some like smooth jazz.
Some light melodic.
We wrote a song called Bukkake Train and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the first song we ever put on the internet.
Yeah.
Nick knows about Bukkake.
And trains.
Yeah.
We're coming on you.
You're adorable. So this band was you and both of you and your roommates?
No, it's it's the same band.
You've just gone through several names.
Yeah, just hated that name after a while.
Yeah, it's hard to market.
Said Savior's Cock?
Name that has cock in it, yeah. And sounds like you might either be a religious band or like a really violently anti-religious band. And no one wants either of those. So, like, I don't want to be preached at.
That's
I don't want to hear your bullshit, so.
That's why I perform comedy under Nick McQuick, because nobody wants to hear what Nick McRapist has to say.
Still they don't. Bird Ward.
Why are you lashing out at me? She's the one that destroyed you.
I'm not ready.
Me? What did I do?
I don't know. We can roll it.
Well,
don't
bring it that epic burn.
Don't bring it up.
When
it's not even important.
When you put the mic in your crotch?
No, him not fucking his wife. Still fucking everyone. That whole thing.
That only
ever
happened.
I thought we were cool with that.
Yeah, I was just burning Nick. He's like, oh, don't attack me. I didn't do anything.
I mean,
yeah, we're cool. We're cool.
Nick McRapist, isn't it? So.
I've been saying that for years! A rose by any other name.
So, changing your name from McRapist and why?
No, don't let them ask questions. So you guys have this
That's
band.
Not the format.
Did you have other members when there was a
conference? No, they didn't. It was just the two of them. It's always been there.
Yeah.
And you played the same music.
Pretty much.
The comedy duo, as I'm saying.
Yeah. We play better music now than we did.
You got a lot of skin in the game. You better be stepping up.
Yeah, that's true.
You just called him fat?
I am obese.
I think he was saying he had a big dick. Oh,
also,
yeah. I am a dick.
Super uncircumcised dick.
You got a lot of skin in that game.
You got a lot of game skin.
Robin, how does your girlfriend handle your extremely close relationship with Josh?
I think she resents him. She's plotting his murder. She's gonna, any day now.
It's like probably. The other woman.
Do you guys high five when you,
Where was that gonna go before you thought better of it?
So like, guys.
You're like, no, that's across the line.
But
that's my wife.
You gotta add that question to the list of questions. You guys, high five when you're hanging out.
What's your daily high five intake?
I try never to touch Josh. I don't want to ever make contact.
So Josh looks so clean all the time.
I try to never not be touching Robin. It's a struggle.
It's right in his mouth. That's right in his mouth. You just suck his thumb.
Yeah. Just
that.
That's the only way I can sleep. So to answer your question, my girlfriend's cool with it. She knows
it's platonic. Answer Aaron's question. Do you guys high five when you hang it up?
I said I never touch it.
When you two are hanging out, what's the least amount of clothing you're wearing when you high five each other and speak slowly?
Do you ever high five with anything but the sides of your hands?
Ass. No.
My lawyer said a
body shot off of you. I think that's about the closest we've ever.
Robin's done a body shot.
Did you pour it down his skin and drink it out of his belly button, or did he hold his fingers together and you drank it?
I didn't want to say because nobody wanted to reveal.
I have kind of like unchest. Like, yeah,
unchest.
So
I poured rum into my concave chest hole on Robin.
I like slurped. Stuck. $50, I think
it was $50.
$50.
I would do that for the rum.
I didn't give him $50.
No, my girlfriend at the time paid $50 to do this.
Robin paid Josh $50.
She's your promoter. This guy will drink rum at anything.
Yeah,
get him the Mount Gay.
We have a bottle of Mount Gay rum upstairs if you want some.
Where? Can I ask what the fuck Ad 9 is?
Oh, thank you.
You just take it and you add 9 to it.
10, add 9, 19.
Sure. Oh, like the number of guys Aaron's wife's nailing. Oh,
you're one of her favorites.
Aaron's wife is high-fiving all the weeks.
I want to sincerely apologize to Aaron's wife.
Don't drag her good name to mind.
She doesn't do it.
See, it's things like that, attitudes like that.
So,
you gotta think about it after you get home.
You guys performing your comedy music and everything, when was the first time you really got on a stage together?
Okay, first time we got on a stage to perform musical comedy, or first time we did something retarded on a stage?
Oh, let's hear about the retarded one first.
Okay. High school, talent show. We put up all these posters around.
He drank rum out of his chest.
Yeah. we put up posters everywhere that was like our faces really angry looking at each other, and it was like, you know, Robin and Josh, the final confrontation. It's all been leading to this, where there had been no animosity ever. But we made it seem like we had a long rivalry, and it was all going to go down at the talent show. And then we played Hungry Hungry Hippos in front of the school. And we came out with like a wrestling announcer, and there were spotlights, and I like tore my shirt open and it looked like we were in a fight, and then we just played Hungry Hippos. And nobody got it. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah. It was not well received? I would have loved that.
Who won?
I would have died.
I did. Josh's hippo broke.
I broke a hippo.
Yeah. You got too into it.
Did you finish it
after that? Did you kill him?
He was down. Like, that's a major...
Did you guys have an escape plan out of this? Like, an exit strategy? What was the end?
No, we just
hope bomb.
You just hoped it was going to be, like, so... It's like, you'd start playing Hungry Hippos and people would be like, what?
Yeah,
you
were sure it would be.
They didn't have Play Moth Cat back then.
The internet didn't exist yet.
So you guys just played a little bit of Hungry Hippos and then were like, all right, good night!
Pretty much, yeah.
That's it for us, ladies and gentlemen!
I played angry and chased him back into the
dressing room or whatever.
You guys should have walked off the stage like really full. Like, was hungry.
Like we eat the marbles.
Yeah.
I don't know, like you're so
like
satiated.
You were in hell.
They always say end strong.
Take my advice.
Yeah. Well, we didn't end strong, and that's why we never did anything for like 5 years after.
Yeah. Like,
no one gets us.
Oh, I can't imagine my
too highbrow.
I can't imagine my first like stage experience being in high school. Oof.
And being weird. Board game performance art. The
board game performance art.
Board game performance art. You just made this episode.
Cool.
Board game performance art never hits with the high school crowds.
Yeah. I wish you'd been there to tell me this in high school.
I had to find out on my own as well.
Yeah. So everyone has that. Every comedian has that stage where they find out the board game performance art.
That was actually
it was categories for me.
That was a great game to pick, though. I mean, it was. you could like Scrabble with somebody's grandmother, be there all day.
Oh my god!
Like, you're 5 minutes down for 2 hours.
Just trying to come up with funny words with every scrab of letters you get.
Scrabble. That's where they get the name Scrabble from. Scrab letters.
I always thought you scrabbed them together.
I love that so much. Yeah, I can't try it. What word is laughing?
So good. Scrabs.
Scrab it up.
Scrab everything.
You know they call it risk because when you attack someone, it's a risky thing to do.
Oh!
Yeah.
You take risks in that game. It all makes sense now.
I thought it was because every fourth box had a bomb in it.
I think that's what's wrong. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I put the bombs there.
I was at Dr. Jokes last week, and I was just like, oh, it's Dr. Jokes because, like, yeah, a couple months ago, because laughter is the best medicine, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess maybe I don't really know.
I guess that they were really high when they came up with
it. Yeah, that was their
like,
answer.
Might have been.
I'm not allowed to perform on that stage.
Okay. Heard it.
Oh, wait, because it's McQuick and Maslow. Quick and slow, I get it.
Oh,
shit.
No, actually, no. No.
Oh, really? They were just really high when
it means nothing.
It's because I talk faster than him.
Oh.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah, well,
that's
now I...
No.
Wow. Now tell us about the first time you went up and did comedy music things.
It's not the talking.
When did we musical comedy?
That was at that open mic.
Like how you guys are basically driving me.
Was it 5 years after your Hungry and Your Hippo?
Something like that, yeah.
Close.
We started throwing stuff up on YouTube. It was Bukkake Train and something about Panthers. I can't remember.
Oh.
They were all
I think
terrible.
It was like Panthers Win Again. Or...
Yeah. Was it a sports team? I don't know. They were all stupid. They're all out there.
You're right. You're about sports teams. You haven't, like...
I don't know. I'm not sure what a sport is, really. I think it's like a board game.
That's when you play Scrabble.
With your body or something? Yeah.
It's when you win at risk.
It's when you win at risk. That's a sport.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, game.
Well, if you scrab and risk, I had nowhere to go.
Yeah, you don't want to scrab and risk.
It's risky to scrab.
Yeah, any
in
game.
Places you don't know.
Yeah. Because the whole thing can just go for fun.
Oh, wow.
And you'll be sorry.
That's the first time.
Now you're getting in trouble.
If you
now
get,
you've got a
if
clue.
If you guys can get one. Oh! There you go!
Connect Four!
No! You beat me to the Connect Four!
Oh my god, why doesn't board game performance art go better?
Yeah.
Not one of us has a monopoly on these jokes.
Oh! God! Oh, we're out, I think.
Battleship.
We can't just say board games.
Sorry!
Is that what we're doing?
Simpsons season 20 trivia.
We're going to get sued. We're going to get in so much trouble.
I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
That is a major source of frustration.
I keep doing it in that way.
Yeah. What do you see yourself?
I asked a question.
Is that a board game? See yourself?
I don't know.
I can't focus on your questions because I'm too busy trying to guess who will make the next board
game. Any board game has.
Yes, got it.
Guess who has. that must be a real
Trivial Pursuit for you.
It's just like
it's not called Boggle, is it?
Yeah, it's called Boggle, yeah. Because you boggle the letters.
Yeah.
You definitely don't scrab and boggle.
You don't scrab boggle.
And you don't bog and scrabble.
Never bog and scrabble.
Don't touch the game pieces in the future. Scrab. Grabble.
Checkmate.
You were sitting on that.
I'm like, I just want it over.
It just exploded.
It's so hard to play this with mixed checkered past.
Yeah, no, if you wanted to bring it back, you're really bring more heat than that.
Tell us about the first time you did musical comedy
on
stage.
That was a real Snakes and Ladders situation.
Is that Snakes and Ladders?
It's Snakes and Ladders. Yeah, it's Snakes and Ladders. Because we acknowledge that snakes are real. As opposed to you guys just removing it out of the Bible.
This conversation reminds me of Settlers of Catan.
Star Trek edition.
No idea how to fit that in.
Hero clicks.
Nerd alert.
Add nine. Okay. So, we played a bunch of stupid things that sucked, and then we played Dr. Jokes one time and decided that we were good now, so we changed our name, and that's history. That's how we...
What
now,
the name
now we're
Success 5000 come from?
Becomes,
that's...
Did you ask it already?
Did we answer that?
He just said that they did really good at Dr. Jokes, and they changed their name because they did good.
That wasn't...
It's not really the answer to the question.
That would have been a good reason to call ourselves Success 5000, is because we did well.
Oh, I thought you changed it.
You know, it doesn't have to be the host of the basement who murders. Like, we can murder him.
Yeah, he can live in this basement forever.
Plenty of room in the dryer.
We all know where all the weapons are.
There's got a Nerf gun. Inspired at Dr. Jokes. Where did that
It was a sketch that we did under our previous shittier name. It wasn't very good, but we were like, we liked the phrase. So we
Success 4000?
It was I am Success 5000. Yeah. It was like a self-help thing.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that's you with the M&M.
Oh, my.
The first time I ever saw Josh, we were in a Japanese restaurant together.
Performing Cash Prize Comedy Challenge.
Performing.
Christ, you were on that? I'm sorry.
The first time I ever saw Josh, he was a Belford, an honorary Belford. Yeah. On my
That's
team.
That's right.
Sorry.
Wow. There's been a lot of honorary Belfords.
That's the Zen Lounge, yeah. He was on the same team as
Sterling Scott Belford?
Yep.
Oh. But yeah, the first time I saw you, you were there, and you did your comedy, and you killed, and I was like, wow, this guy's going to be really good. And I thought that was your first time ever doing comedy. And then I saw you were part of a musical group, and I'm like, oh, it's not that he's gonna do really good. He's already doing good.
Claire, that was the weirdest noise to me. Why would you say that? That's so strange.
Say it with my wife. Say it with my wife, I swear to God. What was your best first song?
What was that for you? I'm curious to hear your answer.
Oh, that's a toughie.
Well, we had a song, back before Billy Mays died, which was...
Spoilers, he's dead.
Yeah, Billy Mays died, guys.
Sorry. He was the, he's like an infomercial.
Yeah, OxyClean, mostly. He had
a beard.
Product called Mighty Putty. And like, the first thing that I can think of where I was like, hey, we're good songwriters, or Robin's a good songwriter, was, it was a line, broken hearts don't mend with Mighty Putty. It was a breakup song. No, that was my...
By the barn wall.
That was the first time?
Yeah.
Cool. Me too. Ditto. You know, honestly, for me, I still don't think we've written the song where I think we're good at this, so I'll let you guys know when we finally do, but it's not there yet.
Well, that'll keep you, like, moving forward. Right?
Yeah, true.
Is that your goal? To
write one good song? One thing I don't hate? Yeah.
We've got a murder-suicide pact.
I have the same, like, joke goal. Just one good one. Just one good one.
One joke. It's going to be a whole hour. Just Claire being introduced and then...
I'm sorry,
I
picked a weird time to step on whatever Josh was saying about a murder-suicide
pact. You were like, murder-suicide, me too.
Same
Robin.
When we write our one good song, then we're killing each other.
That's the fox that is not
No. Although we gave him the idea for it.
Ours was what is Star Fox?
Yeah,
just, cool. they tweaked it.
So you guys, a little while ago, you toured across Canada.
We did that, last fall.
And you're still friends, so.
Somehow.
We worked for, well, that was when we took murder-suicide time.
Okay, this can't last much longer. Let's,
How would you kill yourselves and each other?
I mean, I wouldn't want to try and hang, because like, we're both so tall, that it would take so much rope to get us up off the ground far enough.
But the fact that you trust that one or the other would do the second half of that.
Oh, I would gladly murder Rob.
That's the first half.
Yeah, yeah, but
I would gladly murder me too.
Yeah,
like, that's the second half.
So I would murder him, and then I would have nothing left to live for, so I would...
I feel like Rob and nothing to live for when he said that, so maybe he should just commit this suicide.
He should just kill himself and I move on with my life, is what you're saying.
Keep doing comedy.
Yeah, you just move. I mean, that could be, you can murder himself.
That's true. And then I'm off scot free.
Canada is the land of Scott. That's our national anthem.
It's on the toonie.
Oh, Scott is here.
Have you seen the toonie, Aaron?
Are you familiar with the toonie?
Until yesterday, I used American credit cards exclusively.
Okay. Are you not moving back to America, too?
I am moving back to America.
That's sad.
Sad. We like you.
Yeah, are you coming to my party?
When is that?
It I got was the 2 months ago.
We were there.
We performed.
We toasted you. We threw champagne on.
You don't remember our hit song that we wrote specifically for you that went like,
"Aaron has too many eggs."
Yeah. You remember. You were there.
Yeah, I had a great time at that party too. Everybody was like, "Claire, you're the best," and they raised me up above their shoulders.
Do you guys remember when Nick got arrested?
God.
I get arrested so much.
Like, dude, you can't touch other people's children like that. It wasn't even my son.
No, I brought my own child. I had abducted it for him.
It was a party.
Yeah, ain't no party like a kid.
It was a party in the future past.
Yeah. And then he wrote this ransom note. So how many songs do you have now? Like, you've got an album, sort of, right, on iTunes?
A couple EPs. Not on iTunes, just on our Bandcamp.
We got, 11 songs up online, maybe 15 songs total, and maybe, one or two good ones.
We can do, we've done,
an hour-long 45-minute,
hour-long sets.
We just drag out the songs we have. Yeah. We only play, three songs in an hour. It's slow to a crawl.
Yeah. I'm going to play this one again, but we're going to add 9.
Yeah.
Add 9.
Was that a stupid thing? Sounds like it's going for overhead.
This bag of M&M's is crazy.
Made out of
Mylar. With M&M's, like,
I have to literally, move a safe every time I want to get into it.
Sounds like what I've done now.
This is really cringy.
Oil it.
Mix it.
Okay. Cool.
The envelope he keeps it in is.
Tupperware in the house. I made Aaron a salad.
I'm gonna eat it.
He's a vegan.
Aaron's vegan? I didn't know that.
A lot of people are really supportive of that.
Thanks
for singling yourself out, Nick.
Yeah.
Everybody's understanding.
Except the guy who made him a salad. Part. I love that room.
Where do you guys see yourselves going with your acts? I mean,
we're pretty much. I think we've done our time. We've spent.
You're at your peak.
Change our name again.
Yeah.
And start over. Start a new
sort of math core band.
I want to be Josh this time.
I want to be Philip.
So touring across Canada, did you get any cool adventure stories? Any battle scars?
These adventure stories.
Well, we ran out of gas twice, and the car blew up in PEI.
Other than that,
we were fine.
Did you get it home still?
Yeah, it didn't actually blow up. You really oversold that.
It reached its peak of notoriety.
Yeah.
I always tell myself they got real big. I'm staying here.
You had a promising career with that one.
What about
the people at BEI loved our car.
We go like the actual shows.
Well, we went on tour, not in the way like most bands go on tour, where people across the country want to hear them.
So, I'm going on one of those.
We just like traveled the cities and we're like, we're here, and everyone's like, we don't care. We played anyway. So it was like lots of open mics and like rooms that no one was expecting us, and everyone was kind of weirded out to even hear musical comedy at all.
Yeah, it was always a big inconvenience for people because
They were always really annoyed that I had a guitar and like, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. And yeah, so not great overall.
It was a good experience.
Yeah. We had a couple of good. Winnipeg fucking loved us.
Yeah.
Winnipeg was like weirdly in love with us for how angry and racist they were the whole time.
Well, you guys are white, right?
Yeah, so one of you is.
I guess. One of us is white. Yeah, I never described Josh. He's a tall Asian man.
He's got skin tone flesh.
Skin tone flesh. Tastes like strawberries.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like rum.
Being a guest on the Quick and Slow podcast requires a flesh sample.
Yes.
Yeah. Flesh sample is maybe the worst combination of words I've ever heard.
I think it exists.
Our next band is going to be called Flesh Sample.
Oh my god, I laughed water into my nose.
Wow. Shouldn't be allowed, you know, water. I'm the slow part.
So what was the worst place on your tour across Canada?
I think Winnipeg was the best and worst place.
Yeah, it's true. Because on our way east, we did a show. We had 4 hours to get from...
Regina to Winnipeg,
which is like 6 or 7. So we made it.
Yeah,
we were like,
and then the car blew up.
Yeah,
and we're like, why the fuck? What happened?
Did it feel so good?
We've been working so hard, and the car's doing nothing.
So we made it. We made it to the show like just in time, and the host was an African American gentleman named Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
This sounds fake as shit.
I was hoping it might be.
Yeah.
This was a dream. You guys were on drugs.
So, the show started and the guy was, Ben Franklin was hosting.
It was Benji.
Benji Frankelston. And,
why is he Jewish?
Well, you'll see. Maybe. No, you won't. That doesn't make any sense. Shut up. So the show started and he got increasingly more and more drunk.
Well, it sounds like when I host.
Yeah, but he started heckling. The people on his show.
Like going up and grabbing the mic away from comedians to heckle them and then give them the mic back. Like, okay, nah, it's all good. And it's like, you took my mic away, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
And I was like, the whole show, and everyone was like super racist. The only jokes that got laughs were like, the most racist or like mean sexist jokes. And then we got to our set and we're like terrified to get up there and they fucking loved us.
Yeah.
We did the best of the entire tour there.
Was that the worst show?
Well, just because the
Benjamin Franklin was there.
Really, yeah. Mean people.
What time are we in? What era?
This was the 1800s.
Yeah. Still is up there.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been down here a long time.
He's in the 1700s.
Was he? What year is it now?
Early 1980s. Cool.
Yeah, I was going to say that hoodie totally works.
Colors are brilliant.
My boss t-shirt is brilliant.
Do you guys find that sometimes the guitar detracts from the act? There's sometimes a malfunction or something? You said you were getting balls busted by bringing the guitar on.
Fine. Hosts hate it a lot of the time. You show up with a guitar and they look at you.
It's like, oh great, now I gotta set this up.
Yeah.
Two microphones!
Which is weird because with all of those shows, we like set it up in advance. And we're like, this is our deal. Here's a video of us. Here's a description. Here's what we're doing. And then show them and be like, oh, you have a guitar? You didn't read any of that. It's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Anyways, one time I broke a string. That sucked.
I was there for that in Underdog.
And yeah.
Oh. That was
Filthies.
And
my favorite part of that was Josh just being like, this is literally my worst nightmare.
He's like, what did you say, stall? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stall.
You're like, banter. I was like,
you guys ever, play guitar?
You guys ever bring a string on stage?
Catch up her head
and piss your pants?
Is that, I mean, I've noticed you've picked up doing stand-up on your own, Josh, a little bit more frequently.
Yeah, but that definitely helped that night, because I just told some jokes that I had, and then Robin fixed his guitar and we kept playing.
You did that in record time.
Yeah, that's the fastest I've ever changed a string in my life. I'll never change it that fast again. I peaked. Just like our comedy act.
You guys want to interview yourselves?
You guys were doing it great before.
Thanks for being on. Please. Yeah, I'll be on your talk show.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it. You guys tilted your heads in unison the exact same degree.
We're not robots, quit suggesting. It's ludicrous.
You're like a box of puppies that hurt. Dog treat guy.
I need to
dog treat guy? Excuse me, guy. Let's stop everything right now. Aaron Maslow, the dog treat guy. Like, that is an actual thing that exists.
What is my pudding?
Oh, I'm just flooding like my sinuses with water.
Like, you got the hot dog cart guy, you got the ice cream man, and you got the dog treat guy.
You know, you can go to one of the bagel shops for dogs. You got behind the counter, so
you can't. You don't even have a dog.
We're sober. We are sober, and I have no idea.
Oh. Speak for yourself, man.
You drove here.
Do you regret riding with me now?
Like, no.
It's like, well, I'm not drunk. I'm just not acid.
He's got a needle sticking out of his arm. So.
I was wondering what that was. That's definitely not a piston, because he's not a robot.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, wink, wink.
Blink, blink.
Hungry hippos.
Oh, God.
What do you guys see yourselves going to?
We got to write that one good song first.
Yeah.
Where's your dream venue? Where do you want to perform? Maybe we'll just have dead air for a while. That's cool, too.
I hear that's a good thing.
You guys don't talk about your dreams? You don't journal your dreams and you're drinking out of each other's chests and high-fiving on stuff?
What's called
it?
Add nine.
add nine more shots to your chest cavity?
It fits a lot. It's really deep.
It's cavernous.
Josh has a deep chest.
I don't have a lot of ambitions for venues I want to play. Well, like, I wanted to play Wonder Bar. It was my favorite place in the world. And now we play there regularly. So it's like, good, I guess. I guess we're done.
Guess we can just murder suicide now, then. Yeah.
This podcast is ending.
Should we just murder suicide now?
Murder suicide.
This podcast is pretty good, might as well just murder suicide.
Let me just throw this idea out there.
Do you want to get the plastic out?
I actually have big plastic sheets over by the chainsaw there. Unrelated.
They're more by the chainsaw.
It's
what's your organization system? Yeah.
Well, you can't get an entire family into a punching bag without a little bit of chainsaw.
A little grave cutting. We have 100% survivor rate on guests on this show, so don't worry.
So far.
Yes.
He said that with a little bit of a threatening glint.
No, he just said it slowly.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm not your adverb.
He took a break in the middle of that word. That word was too long, he's like, took a breather.
Adverb is a tough word.
It's a long one, yeah.
Well, you know what I wanted to say. Nothing at all.
Oh, wow.
So you were like, I want to do a podcast. Nick was like, I want to start this podcast. I'm going to do it with my friend who hates talking. The guy who likes talking the least is going to be my co-host.
At this point, I'm slowly giving up on the interview.
Put the gun on the couch.
I didn't put that gun there.
No.
So do you guys like high five?
You never answered my question about high five.
Oh, Josh, you got reach. Mad reach, bro.
It's just for show.
More great radio. Look how all look how tall they can touch.
Hey, do you guys have a good layup?
Is that
a sex thing?
I'll take that as a no.
If it's a sex thing, no. No, terrible. I could do a layup in Scrabble.
Oh my God. How are you guys
at
sex? Are you guys
with immaculate. Each other or other people?
Both.
Either or. Both. One and the other.
At the same time, both.
What do you prefer?
We are very good at sex.
Josh didn't seem so sure about that.
I didn't know if I was going to say good or not.
You never communicate with me.
Well, and then as soon as you said good, he was like, well, he's obviously not going to say sex.
We're all right at basketball. That's where my layup
comes in. You guys, would you like to play a song?
Do you want us to? We can do that. Absolutely, yeah.
What are we playing? What do you want us to play on the air?
What's the song maybe that you're excited about right now? That
in your previous podcast, you used to improvise songs.
No, we're not doing
that. No, you guys don't want to. You guys don't want to make an outro for
no.
Wait, here's what we'll do. We'll have you play a song, and then you'll help us with our outro.
Okay.
In general, is us just.
Yeah, I think we should play our newest song that we haven't recorded anywhere, because then this will be the first recording.
Oh, yeah, you're getting the exclusive
rights.
Okay, do you know the words, Josh?
Maybe.
This is Success 5000, exclusively on the Quick and Slow Comedy Show, with their new hit single, Big Dumb.
Josh had really strong eye contact with me through that whole song, and it was so weird.
It's crazy. And his strong eye contact is pretty strong.
I have.
Josh is like one of those paintings.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Do you have anything that you want
to put? You got a Twitter?
We've got a Facebook, Success 5000. We've also got Bandcamp. Success5000.bandcamp.com. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Bandcamp.com.
And we'll
you can find everything at our main website, which is dongfarts.com. Legitimately.
Legitimate. Wow. Yeah, you go to dongfarts.com.
You are 14 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, combined ages, they're actually 7.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, good.
That was going to be our name.
You can get dongfarts.com. Dongfartspodcast.net.
That's why you went with Quick and Slow. Yeah, so. Dongfarts is taken.
Legit every GoDaddy comedy.
Yeah, we bought them all.
Okay.
The UK. But we got a Fringe show this year, so that'll be
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah, Claire read for it.
It's called A Series of Grisly Murders at Lonsdale's Record Shop.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Are we talking more? Or is it,
that's how we like to end, is just
this,
really confused, I guess.
This is what we call B-roll.
I think Aaron's the robot, I guess. Oh, man. Mystery solved.
Our whole life is B-roll.
We did good work today.
No.
Good job, Aaron. Okay, back to
I can't fuck him is because he has a robot dick. I don't know where he's doing that.
What are you going to put in your robot
it
dick?
Didn't bother
I don't think
him, so. He's like scissor dick.
Oh, God.
Scissor dick. Scissor dick.
Why were there scissors?
Scissor dick.
They
designed
me to love. Aaron's scissor dick.
Aaron's scissor dick.
They designed me to love. My penetration cuts deep.
They accidentally just put a fan blade down there. So.
Brian Adams' song "Cuts Like a Knife" feels so right. Is about Aaron.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know because he's from the States.
Yeah,
so
we
know
because
Brian Adams.
All the time traveling.
That's from above. I wrote.
That's sealed.
They look the same.
What? I'm pretty sure they're brothers. Yeah.
Is it Brian Adams? So you generally, we already heard of that.
Now that your rose is new, let's go
ahead. Da da da.
Guys, there aren't enough spoons in the wheel to be sold again. Baby!
I can't hear
you.
Okay.
I can hear everybody.
I can see me on the waveform too.
Yeah. See, like, here, try and go like, like, if you see red, that's usually bad.
Yeah, we were getting a lot of red on the last one, but for some reason I don't see it a lot right now.
Yeah.
Maybe Aaron fixed stuff.
I don't know.
No, nothing.
We actually have. We actually have a sound tech guy. He graduated from a Nate thing, mm-hmm. So he's good at this, but he's gone right now.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but I got the job because I'm better
thing.
Looking.
Terrible, so. Don't treat that as like the end all be all.
Yeah, I did sound stuff and Nate.
And that helps with your
look cooking. Where I am now.
Yeah, you're a chef.
Yes. And who records all of our APs?
That one.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why they sound awful.
I was like, wow, he's really bro. Oh, no, he's not bad.
No.
Do you want me to plug in and play stuff?
If you guys want, we're just going to ask you about, like, your beginnings, how you started, where you want to go, all the fun stuff, the adventures you had and stuff, and if you guys got time, then, yeah, we'll play a song.
Nice. Okay. I was going to set stuff up if that's a thing you want to do, but I can leave it to later.
Is there a pen on the table? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
There is an B&W.
Oh, I thank you.
For sure.
I was gonna keep asking four times until you gave me four pens, so thank you for coming.
Ah, well, you didn't see the fifth pen.
Well, I wasn't done. Is there a pen on the table?
No. Yeah, and Claire, if you want any of the candy in there, I've got. Some
oh,
of those,
I found it. Thank you.
I got some of those mint chocolate things that you liked on yours. Podcast.
That doesn't sound like me.
The mint chocolate buds or whatever?
Oh, you got yellow Starburst. Those are the best ones. Just two
the
yellow
Starbursts.
These feel like they might have drugs on them.
Yeah, don't eat them. I want it.
Is there acid on these? Putting them
no
back in
yes
the drawer and in my pocket.
Yeah.
acid on them. More like
trust me, if there was acid on them, I would have taken them by now.
Aaron's cool.
Have you guys ever done a podcast before we start?
Oh, yeah. We had a podcast.
They did the movie
We used to have a podcast. Yeah, we did the movie jerks. Yeah. We used to have a podcast.
What was your podcast called?
It was called The Cockcast. At the time, our band name had the word cock in it.
Yeah,
so that band didn't last long, nor did that podcast. It was terrible.
You guys have all this kind of cool equipment?
What did you do on The Cockcast?
Had terrible conversations, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
We tried to play some stupid games.
Yeah, the idea was that we'd talk, and then at the end of each episode, we'd like improv a song about what we'd talked about during that episode, which didn't go well at all. We're bad at improv.
Not good.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was no one to even hold us accountable. We could like stop recording, take 15 minutes to write a song, and then play it as though it was improvised, and still they were awful.
Well, at least you're honest about it being terrible.
I guess now, because they're all off iTunes, and you can't, no one can ever find them. So yeah.
It might still be on iTunes. I probably stopped paying for hosting. I don't know. I don't remember. I could still be getting charged for that.
You're so responsible.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you want your stand back?
No, I find this way more comfortable.
I felt like you were really enjoying the freehand microphone in the last one.
Just chilling.
You were doing your like.
Did he drop it at all? Did he like ever say something really?
No, he did.
And then like hold it out. And
just... He asked a question.
Oh, he did drop it once.
He asked a question that we had already asked, so he called him out on it. It's like,
okay, for the record, we asked two specific questions. They had the same tone, but they were different. I asked one about how they get headliners and one about how they get the regular 10-minute guest spots. Those are two different kinds of guests. Those are two different kinds of qualifications. Two different questions. And you guys steamrolled me like I was on the tracks.
I think we actually railroaded you.
Yeah, we railroaded you right off the tracks.
That's what I meant.
With a steamroller.
Well, I wasn't listening clearly, so I don't know what the euphemism or thing was.
Yeah, I got a button on my headphones.
Should you guys
start it out? Oh, yeah. Which one of you wants to read the introduction? Oh, there's a blank spot there. Say Claire Belford there. That's our producer.
Oh, there's also some hummus on it. You can just say Claire Belford there as well.
Also, it's written with crayon.
Actually, before you mention Claire, would you say our
social media email?
Okay.
Because I take it.
And you want to try and read it together?
Yeah, you should read it.
Oh, let's read it.
Can you guys harmonize?
Let's.
Harmony. Okay. Harmony.
Where are you going to be?
Where are you going to be?
We're going to read it. What do you mean? Oh, right.
What note?
Baby!
We're pretty much. I think we've done our time. We've spent.
You're at your peak.
Change our name again.
Yeah.
And start over. Start a new.
Start a math core band.
I want to be Josh this time.
I want to be, Philip.
Sparrow.
Sparrow.
Eagle.
You don't want to go by your birth name?
Are you referencing one of my jokes?
Yep.
Okay.
You can't tell anymore.
No, it's been pronounced.
Damn it, Nick!
Don't worry, we'll beep it out in post. Sorry,
that still works as the joke, though. You don't want to go as your birthday? You said count a bunch of times.
We'll beep that out.
We gotta bleep that out. We'll bleep out you saying we have to bleep it out as well.
No, this is
this is just a continuous bleep.
One long bleep.
One big old bleep.
They're gonna be like, what's that guy's name?
Robin, do you want to do a bleep real quick?
Bleep. That was a different key than last
Nick,
time. I think I had a
bleep real quick.
Robin just ruined that one.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, my baby.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
What the hell are we doing with our lives?
If you're an Aquaman, he's flesh tone.
You're the slow part.
You know what you can't play in Scrabble? Hoodie.
What?
That's not a word? You've tried? You just told us you can't.
You're saying you shouldn't.
So this is a podcast that people listen to. Like,
apparently.
Voluntarily.
Well,
yeah.
We get a couple of hundred.
I have, anyway.
to ones that you weren't.
I mean, I listened before.
I'm listening right now.
Don't listen all the time.
Hate it. This is awful.
Yeah.
One star.
So, that's fine. I'm earning that 2-star at least.
Baby!
You should change your last name to Slack. Slick.
That's, yeah. Then we can do the Slick and Co. No, it doesn't work.
Slick and Cos.
Slack and Cos.
Cos and Slick.
You guys are blessed with those last names that make a pun together. Yeah, that's gold.
Well, they had to work it out themselves.
We wrote out a list.
Don't minimize their work.
There's in the desk there. There's a list of like 40 different names that we went through.
Nick, these are gonna work.
And yeah, Claire's got them. And I called him up the day we were doing the first podcast. I called him up and I was like, "Hey, Nick Quick, Maslow Quick." He's like, "That's what it's gonna be called." I'm like, "Okay, I just thought of this." And he's like, no, that's the name. I was like,
Nick and Aaron and guess.
See, we could have been that.
Nick, Aaron, and guess your acronym would be NAG. The least funny acronym.
They love it, man. No more.
Okay. No, you want me to keep going?
Oh yeah, it's like there's some bad ones on there.
Funny or cry.
I like that one.
Last comic bombing. That's cute. Yeah, I don't know. I think Aaron and Nick and Guest and Nick and Aaron and Guest are my favorites.
You promoted them twice.
Guest and Aaron and Nick. Guest and Nick and Aaron. Nick, Guest and Aaron. I like you guys are getting close here. It's like Maslow plus McQuick. McQuick plus Maslow.
You're so, yeah.
See?
So
close. There's one with two Jews on a couch or something.
What's this? Get Rich McQuick and Coffee. Get Rich McQuick and Comedy.
No mention of Aaron in that one.
Is that my handwriting?
I didn't even write that one.
But it would be like Get Rich Slow in Comedy if it was Aaron, so.
Which is how it actually gets down.
I really. Seriously feel like I'm in the ICU for my burns.
No, I'm really glad you guys came up with Quick and Slow.
Nick was really excited the first time he told Sean Brainiac about it. It's Quick and Slow.
He's actually downplaying a lot. I was way more excited. I was like, oh my god, I got a name.
I hope Robin and Josh, you guys are down to just start interviewing.
Baby!